Pastor Bennett, we understand that high school students were bused to your church yesterday to reunite with their parents.
Right. I will say that I was really glad for that because my son was one of those students. My son was one of those students, and so I was glad they brought him here where I was.
I was going to say, your church must have been a scene of great joy last night as parents were reunited with their kids.
There was a lot of tremendous relief. We have a family. We were told one of the kids from our church was missing. Fortunately, he was found, and I spoke with his father this morning, and he said, "You have no idea how disoriented you are when everything is leveled and you come out. And you have to say, where's the street?"
And Pastor Bennett, of course, there's also tremendous sadness for people who are now getting terrible news. I understand you had to take a really difficult call this morning.
Yes, ma'am. If people that listen are following, they may have heard about some people that were killed in a 7-Eleven convenience store. I've received a call from the family that the mother and the 5-month-old baby that died in the 7-Eleven, they contacted me about doing the funeral. Obviously, her husband, and she has a 6-year-old son that survived, and they're in shock. And I actually had the thought yesterday, you know, I need to go get my son. And had I done that, I would have been right there at that 7-Eleven. As the storm was hitting.
We read that this is a mom who was trying to get her infant back from daycare.
Yes, she was a school teacher, and knowing the storm was coming, she just couldn't stand to be separated from her children. She knew her 6-year-old was safe, and somehow she was trapped in the path of the tornado after she had picked up her 5-month-old.
What do you think you could possibly say to this woman's husband and her child left behind?
I think one of the definite things that we will say is we do not grieve as people of faith. We do not grieve without hope. I would hope that when he thinks of how much his wife loved her children, that people would think how much God loves his children. And then to say, we're going to take this one step at a time and we're going to walk together through this. It's not something you can walk through alone.
That's Pastor D.A. Bennett of St. Andrew's United Methodist Church in Moore, Oklahoma. Pastor Bennett, thank you.
Thank you very much. We know people in Boston have had their own struggles and tragedies, and that has not escaped our thoughts and prayers, and we appreciate y'all thinking of us.
Thank you for that.
Mm-hmm.
Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. Robin Young returns tomorrow. Please join us again here and now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software. Find over 200 job openings at mathworks.com.
PRI, Public Radio International.